Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. I'm your host, Roger Z. So glad to be here. My special guests this week are Dem Guys, and they're from the Bronx.
That's it, sir.
Now, we got Lance here, we got JD. Introduce the rest of the guys.
That's Jimmy on bass, we got Tony on piano, and Anthony on guitar.
Now, how did you come up with that name, Dem Guys? You were telling me before.
Well, we were just, you know, knocking around names back and forth, and we wanted to say, well, from the Bronx, with Dem Guys, those guys, Dem Guys, and just came out.
JD, tell the real story.
We've had so many names, it's not funny. But we keep changing the names, no one knows who we are. We're Dem Guys. And people would say, oh no, not them again.
I don't want to elaborate on
not
that part.
Dem Guys. But they would end up staying for the show anyway.
Okay. Cool. So actually, our connection is we met at a jam in the Bronx at Emerald's Tavern, run by Johnny Feds.
Yes, fabulous Johnny Feds,
who's forever running jams.
Yeah.
So you hooked up with these guys. You and the keyboard player have been playing together 15, 30 years.
15 years at least. We met in the American Legion Post. There was a small little upright piano. I had an older guitar back then, before I got my Martin, before I had enough money to buy a Martin. And we sat in the corner of the bar, a few people sitting there, having a few drinks. We used to play for an hour and drink for two. Then we started playing for 2 hours, drink for one, and before you know, we were playing for 3 hours.
Are you guys vets?
No, I'm not a vet.
Yeah, I am.
Tony is.
So, U.S. Coast Guard, yeah.
So, you know, now if you were in the Coast Guard, you'd be off the coast of Iraq, right?
Yeah.
He likes that stuff. He does.
No,
he likes it. He likes that. He likes them big seas. You know, crazy guys like to run out there and pull people off ships.
So we played veterans' dinners. They used to have the disabled vets come over. We'd play every year for them. They would like the Christmas dinner for them. We'd play for them there. We played for the vets that came to the post just to hang out on Friday or Saturday night. The Maritime College was right near us in Throg's Neck. They used to come get off the ship. We used to play for them when they come over, and that was basically that's how we got started, just playing together. We played years before that in bands. I was in bands, he was in bands, and we just hooked up together 15 years ago.
Now, people who watch the show may or may not know, we only do original music on this show for reasons that cannot be revealed. However, well, they probably can be revealed, but what is the normal repertoire that you would play at one of these shows? You know, name some of the cover tunes.
You know, Honky Tonk Woman, Bring It On Home.
Some Stones, some Beatles, a lot of Beatles. Some old Arnold Guthrie, Bring It On Home.
And I Love Her. Some Beatles stuff. Arnold Guthrie, like you said, coming to Los Angeles. You know,
with a couple of keys.
Yeah,
a couple of
don't
keys.
Don't touch my bags, if you please. Yeah. Mr. Cousins, man.
And Honky Tonk Woman, you know, Roadhouse Blues. Things that we fit a lot of harp into and stuff, and then we, and I, How'd You Love Away, you know, stuff like that too, acoustic stuff that we just sing along with and have fun.
One
that's
of the
it.
Guys who can't stop once he starts playing. He'll do a whole repertoire of Beatles songs while we're setting up.
Well, just
and do a whole set before we got everything plugged in.
Now, it's very interesting, because I've seen you guys play, but the two guitarists, this is the only blues band I've ever seen where the two guitarists don't take any solos. What's up with that?
Take solos from time to time.
He usually takes solos, Mr. Split Finger Anthony, but he split his finger open. He doesn't want to bleed all over the guitar, so he's
put
not
a band-aid
taking any
on.
Solo.
It's on that right on the middle finger.
We'll make him take some solos in the next one.
Okay. All right. So I want to ask you this question. JD told us the story of how he was walking through the Bronx Botanical Gardens and he heard someone playing harp under a trellis and the sound was just so beautiful it drove him into playing harp. What turned you on to playing guitar?
Well, actually I had a couple of neighbors from when I was about 15 years old into music. They played it. One played accordion, one played guitar. And there was a music school down the block on Mr. Stallone for $4 an hour back then, which is, well, we won't get into what year it was.
Yeah.
But I started taking lessons. I took lessons for a year. And then I kind of dropped it for a while. Then the Beatles came out. So a friend of mine was down the park. He had the Rubber Soul album. And he says, yeah, well, someday I'm going to meet these guys. So I met him, yeah? And I hung out with him, and sure enough, 8-9 years later, we met John Lennon. That was, kind of happened.
How did John treat you? Well?
Just like a normal human being. It wasn't nothing special. It wasn't, he was... Actually, when I first went up to him, I was like a crazed Beatle fan, and running up to him saying, go it. And he says, and I shook his hand, and it just calmed down. He goes, how you doing? I said, all right, I'm doing fine. And he saw me coming out, and he was like, uh-oh, here comes his... And he just, as soon as I shook his hand, I had a little nice calm feeling, and just relaxed. He goes, oh, take it easy, you're gonna be, you're working here with me today, now, you know? I'm like, all right.
He produced an album that you did with David Peel.
Yeah.
Now, did you ever play in his backup band, or...?
Yeah, in Ann Arbor, Michigan. In 1971. Oh, there was that year again. It was the rally for John Sinclair, who was arrested for 10 years for two joints back in. He was more a political prisoner than he was for the two joints. So he was in there for, I think, it was almost 2 years trying to get appeals. John Lennon did the rally, which a whole bunch of people played. Bob Siegel played at the rally. Stevie Wonder played at the rally. There was a lot of people at this rally. Long story short, John Lennon played, and two nights later, he was out of jail. It's all in the movie.
Yeah, that was simulcast throughout
the whole state. John Lennon.
On every radio channel at the same time. It was one of the first times they did a simulcast like that, too.
How was playing with David Peel? I've seen him innumerable times.
Very interesting. He's, in John Lennon's words, John Lennon called him, his attitude towards music, this is John Lennon's words, is like Picasso's towards art. This is what John Lennon said. It's on YouTube. It's on, I mean, I heard John Lennon say it too. I was like, so I guess we'll have to wait till see what
happens.
He has
these unique lyrics.
All right, gentlemen, you ready to play some tunes for us?
Sure, why not?
I'm going to waltz off the stage, not trip on a chord. I'm going to do my shuffle.
I'm going to try to do the same
thing. Thank you very much, Roger.
And introduce the song.
Sure. This was a blues tune called I Don't Want to Live. I really do.
In the PA.
In the PA, JJ.
Oh,
guess I don't know how to cry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Studio.
Live and Unplugged. That was one of our names too, Roger. Unplugged. But we kept forgetting to plug it in.
Yeah. Forget to plug it. Plug this.
What are we doing next, Lansing? In the key of A?
Oh, I'll plug that. That sounds good to me.
You should see that broad, please bring her back. Step up to the plate.
Watch you, watch the wire there.
Oh my God, look at
this. It's empty.
Just like your beers are always empty.
Yeah, waste up, whatnot.
He's always the first one to finish his beer, I don't know why. I'm right behind him though, I have to admit.
He probably thinks there's one extra.
He usually is.
Nice job, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank you, man, for having us here. It's our pleasure.
How's your finger, Anthony?
Got a hole in it.
I got a hole in my finger.
I got a hole in my
finger.
That's one of my favorite songs. Got a hole in my bucket. Can't get no beer.
This is on the screen.
So, guys, you know, I just had this thought. Weird gig experiences. So while I tell mine, you think of yours. I think the weirdest experience, probably the most frightening, I was playing at this club. You know, I had the habit of booking gigs at clubs that I've never been to. And I played under the L in Queens. L is the elevated, for our audience,
right,
you probably don't know what I'm talking about, the elevated subway.
The train goes overhead.
That's right. If you ever saw the Blues Brothers movie. But anyway, so I'm playing in this club, and it's kind of empty, and it's kind of got a weird clientele. It's the kind of clientele that they drink a lot, and they drink a lot of hard liquor.
My crowd.
So, I during the break, I go to the bathroom. I open the door, and as I open the door, all of a sudden, this guy turns around, shouts, and he's got a knife in one hand and his unit in the other.
Commando.
And he was still peeing. And
sure, this wasn't the Bronx.
And it freaked me out, but it didn't stop me from playing there, you know, a couple of weeks later. And a couple of weeks later, he wasn't drinking as much. Turned out to be a really nice guy. But that's my weirdest experience. What about you guys?
Well, I had we played a club in Jersey called the 3D Club. I was playing drums with the Evil Rock Band back then. Anyway, long story short, the guitar player drinks a little bit too much. He's a little under the weather. A biker club comes in. They want to hear Born to Be Wild. We never played it before. So Paul starts playing guitar, and he played it great. He played it, you know, it was great. It went over good. They liked this. We thought they were going to come after him, and so we calmed him down. But at the end of the night, we're going to get paid, and the guitar player is talking to him. He says, and the guy goes, he says, you're drunk. And the guy goes, you call me a punk? So the bartender broke the guy's jaw, or guitar player's jaw. And the guitar player at that time was Paul Frehley, who went home and practiced for 6 months because he couldn't come out, and joined a group called Kiss and became Ace Frehley. that's a weird story there.
So his big mouth are actually his poor ears.
Yes, his poor ears.
Wow.
Because he used to come down and jam with us a lot, you know. He used to walk around with a big star on his boot, go, "Dig, man, I'm the ace. We go, yeah, you're the ace, get out of here. And then a couple of years later, oh, wow, he is the ace. Look at this.
That's a great story. JD, you got a story?
We did a gig a while back, me and Jimmy, for a bunch of hillbillies from out of town. All these out of town electricians with dually rear wheel pickups and gun racks in the back at a Moose Club in Jersey. And we set up a band where I brought in 8 guys and we split up in 4, so it was nonstop music, so 4 guys could always take a break. We get in, we're a little nervous. These guys are real rowdy hillbillies. They're all in coveralls and plaid, and they're giving away guns and knives, and they're playing horseshoes, and they got guards on the perimeters with walkie-talkies, and all of a sudden they start screaming and cheering at us. And we just started playing, and what I didn't realize was they had a giant screen TV behind us, and NASCAR was on. Hey, they like us.
You know, that's so weird, because now with these TVs, I did a gig. The time of year when the NCAA, you know, the basketball
March Madness, whatever it is. Or?
Right, right. So you know, people are clapping, people are booing, and so you think, well, I did that song lousy, but I did this one great. And the thing is, the sound is off, but you know, the smart bar owners put the you know, the captions on, so you can see what's going on. But, you know, my feeling is, you know, they pay me at the end of the night, I'm okay with it.
Oh, you get paid?
Chased him a little.
He gets paid, see?
Some people do get paid.
Oh, all right.
Keep that under your hat.
Well, what I used to do is if I didn't get paid, I just dialed the local. Before I came to the gig, I'd find out the number for the local police, and I just wouldn't argue. I just called the police. They'd come down, and most club owners or bar owners do not want to mess with the police because they got so much stuff that they're doing. You know, we're talking a cash business.
Yeah.
So they, you know, they're usually happy to pay you.
Make them an offer they can't refuse.
Yeah.
So,
so we shouldn't park the van out front and stay there all week and wait for the money?
No, because then they get your license number, and when they find the front window broken, they know
that's
what's going
why
on.
I use your house for the registration.
I knew that.
Don't give out his phone number. Anyway, Lance, so two CDs to take to a desert island. I know we're catching you on short notice. Can you name one or two?
I guess Sergeant Pepper's, of course, being the Beatle fan that I am, and All Things Must Pass.
Which really?
I find it, listening to that when somebody passes away and things go wrong, it just kind of hits me the right way.
Did you see that concert they did for George Harrison right after he passed away?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That was
27 guitars on stage, and you could hear every one of them and no one stepping on anyone's toes. Just amazing.
But that had nothing to do with the players. That was good mixing.
My point exactly. The wranglers, the people behind the cameras and the sound.
Let's give a shout out to Keith behind the board who's making
it. All right, Keith, right on.
Woo-hoo. And let us not forget Rita.
Hello, Rita.
That would be even a bigger mistake.
Lovely Rita. Rita made.
Yes.
That's right.
How can we get by without you?
That's right.
Well, thank all you guys. This was great, Roger. Really appreciate you giving us the time here.
Well, we're not done yet. We've got 50 seconds, so name your dream band.
Well, my dream band was already around, the Beatles.
Okay, so you would be like the fifth or sixth Beatle?
That sounds good to me.
So after Murray the K, there would be you.
I try to sing like one song and... Yeah, I guess so, why not? What, the fifth Beatle, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Have any of you seen Ringo on tour? Seen any of the Ringo shows?
No.
We invite him down to all the gigs. He never shows.
No, I've seen him. He always travels with a bunch of kind of used to be famous rock stars, and always sounds good.
He always has a good crew.
In other words, used to be famous rock stars are all back on tour again.
That's right. Well, that's the only way to make money. Anyway, guys, thanks so much for coming down. Thanks
Thank
for being
you.
With
thanks
me.
For
I really appreciate it, and we'll see you around.
It was our pleasure. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's a wrap.
No, we don't do rap.